And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And also, again, you can see a video stream of our program live on our Facebook page and our X page, Bow Falls Radio, full Facebook page and X page as well. The time is 9:07. We are up 3 degrees in the temperature from the last hour. Fair skies and 38 degrees with a wind chill factor of 28. It is hour number two of the program coming up at about 9:20. We'll be joined by Paul Micklick for our Wisconsin sports segment. Also coming up sometime in this hour, make sure you stay by your phones. Make sure you're ready to go because today is a big day. We're starting our new contest, a chance for you to win from the Chula Vista Resort, a one-night stay in a vacation villa studio. Includes Chula Vista Resort water park passes for four. And we're also throwing in a dining voucher for Kaminsky's Chop House, Kilbourne City Grill, or the Tavern Restaurant. So, again, great prizes. The one-night stay are for valid Sunday through Thursday only, and you have to use it by September 1st. So basically any time during the spring and into the summer, Sunday night through Thursday night at the Chula Vista Resort. So again, we will get a winner sometime in this hour, and make sure you tune in every Friday for your opportunity to win. We'll do it again next week and then every week in the month of May as well as we get closer and closer to summer, and a chance for you and your family to take advantage of summertime at the Chula Vista Resort. Before we go any further, I need to say good morning again to my in-studio engineer and producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Morning, Chad. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you as well. I know that Thursdays are always an interesting evening for you. What were you up to last night?
Well, I have my my other show I'm a part of, the Center Stage Abandoned Show Choir, which meets only on Thursdays, so it doesn't conflict too much with Anything Goes. But last night's rehearsal was a lot of fun working through our big group numbers, and last week we had our little auditions for solos and small groups in that show. And it's a very, well, the Center Stage shows are always interesting because every year it's always a different theme, and this year's theme is a stage, screen, and in between. It's a little bit of everything.
Very good. And a reminder for folks to take advantage this weekend, an opportunity to see the Wausau West High School Theater Department. They are putting on the American Classic of Our Town, and they had their opening night last night, but you have opportunities to see the production again tonight and tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, and then Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. as well. It is being staged not at Wausau West, because there's some construction going on over at Wausau West, so the theater at the high school is not available, but the performances are being held at Tebow and Tilly on Scott Street in Wausau, and it's limited seating, so make sure either you get your tickets or make sure you get there early so to be able to see Our Town by Thornton Wilder. Again, tonight and tomorrow at 7 p.m. and Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. And we had a chance on Wednesday to talk to three of the cast members. If you missed that, great discussion. You can go back on to our audio archive page and our podcast page, BowFallsRadio.com. Click on shows and then find the Chad Holmes Show or wherever you get your podcast as well. So actually hoping to be able to see the show either tomorrow night or Sunday afternoon. I'm not able to do it tonight with my softball broadcast, but would love to see it because I had a chance to see the Wausau West production last spring as well, and it was fantastic. Mm-hmm. And really talented folks and talented students, talented director as well. Indeed. So for folks out there, take advantage of that. I wanted to talk a little bit about a very interesting story that was put out, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. It was also put into the wasadailyherald.com website. The idea of some groups that are just so heck-bent, I don't want to use the other word, on trying to shame.
Dedicated?
Shame some people in terms of where they put their money. And there's a PolitiFact, a fact check, I should say, not a PolitiFact. It is from PolitiFact, Wisconsin. But it was a fact check. The question was, has Kohl's donated to Black Lives Matter? And number one, if they did, so be it. But according to PolitiFact, the short answer is no, but there's more to it. There's this group called the National Center for Public Policy Research. It is a conservative organization that invests in companies and files proposals to achieve their goals. And their goals are reducing activity related to diversity, equity, inclusion, race, gender, and LGBTQ issues. Quite a goal to reduce activity in those areas. But they came out and said that Kohl's had given $1 million to the Black Lives Movement, Black Lives Matter movement, and related causes since 2020.
That's and, good, right?
Well, not according to this group. But what Kohl's has done in the Milwaukee area is given to groups such as the Greater Milwaukee Urban League, Employ Milwaukee, Axe Housing, Safe and Sound, Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Milwaukee. Mm. This conservative group is saying that is the equivalent of giving money to Black Lives Matter. And this group is putting out a proposal where Kohl's shareholders have to vote on it, basically saying, no, we will not do... Basically, they're asking the Kohl's shareholders to say, no, we will not do this again. And Kohl's, the organization, is recommending that shareholders do not vote for this proposal by this right-wing group. The Journal Sentinel had an interview with a person named Stephen Padfield, the deputy director of the Free Enterprise Project at the National Center for Public Policy Research. It's a very innocuous-sounding organization, but it's a right-wing group that is pushing right-wing ideas. And then basically tried to back away about this proposal and the items that they put in there that said that these groups were Black Lives Matter groups, but they weren't. They were just groups within Milwaukee that served minority groups within the city and kids within the city.
Right.
Well, this person, Stephen Padfield, said, checking on every point in a proposal is difficult for the organization. Well, if it's that darn hard, then you shouldn't put out the proposal. Idiot. Padfield said, we don't have the resources to dig down layer after layer for every proposition. But the big thing is put out these garbage propositions to try to take away any funding to these groups that really could use it because they think it might involve DEI or something like that. Padfield says, so when we have a reputable organization like Claremont and they put out this information and we do a couple of checks and it seems very reasonable, then we find that appropriate to use as a basis among the many other issues that we cite that are seemingly related in this sort of left-leaning, what seems like a left-leaning agenda that Kohl's is supporting. So basically he said something, so we're going to follow it down this road because it sounds left-leaning. This is a garbage organization doing a garbage thing, and I hope Kohl's pushes this garbage proposal right into the garbage can where it belongs. After the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel restated the nonprofits listed in the link the center sourced, Padfield said the broader point is being missed. He said, if we take a big step back on what's happened, we've had a lot of news reports in the last 6 months to a year pointing out various problems with the Black Lives Matter movement. So there's good reason for shareholders to say, wait a minute, you donated $1 million or you committed to donate $1 million to this organization, given everything we're learning about the problems and how it's not helping. The bottom line is that money did not go to BLM. Kohl's did not donate to BLM. And when Padfield was questioned again about the center's assertion that Kohl's donated to Black Lives Matter, he said, if the center's is wrong, Kohl's should say so. I mean, this guy is an idiot. This organization is run by idiots. I mean, this is a far-right organization that is trying to take away any money that may go to anything that is not Lily White. I mean, this is just a garbage. And PolitiFact Wisconsin says, in terms of what this idiot group is trying to put through, they say this is a false statement. This is a false piece of information that's being put out. The National Center for Policy Research saying that Kohl's has contributed $1 million to the Black Lives Matter movement and related causes since 2020 is a lie. So again, number one, the whole basis of what they're trying to do is this wrong. It's wrong in trying to target these different groups, where Kohl's is trying within the city of Milwaukee to give money to these organizations, and that this group is trying to smear it with the idea that it's Black Lives Matter. But even if it was Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter is not a terrorist organization or what these people are trying to make it out to be.
No, it's not.
It is just, but this group, again, I saw this and I thought, it makes my blood kind of boil a little bit. The time is 9:18. I wanted to have a nice Friday where we were just being, you know, happy and nice, and I saw that, so I had to talk about that. But we're going to go back to a little bit more loosey-goosey on a Friday and talk to Paul Mickley coming up as we continue here on this Friday morning. Again, keep on listening. You're going to have another chance to win from the Chula Vista Resort. Again, that overnight stay in a vacation villa studio, water park passes for four, and a $25 food voucher as well. So that's all coming up, still to come, here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
Ryan and Paul from the Wausau Business Show. Happy to announce caller 9 to 715-9-WAUSA gets a new set of AirPod Pros, Apple AirPod Pros.
Caller number 9 right now, 715-9-WAUSA is our number.
Just leave your name and number.
And we'll announce the winner Saturday morning between 8 and 9 during the Wausau Business Show on 98.9 Bull Falls Radio, 715-9-WAUSA.
Don't forget to leave your name and number on our answering machine.
We'll tell you who caller number 9 was this Saturday, 8 to 9 on the Wausau Business Show.
And welcome back. Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And also on our Facebook page, Bow Falls Radio, and X page, you can see the video and you can see me and Paul Mickley and see that we actually don't throw stuff at each other during the midst of the conversation. There's the camera right over
there. I'm a little worried, though, that after listening to you coming over here, that I'm just going to be quiet.
No.
I'm going to be quiet.
Hey, you aren't passing along lies.
No.
So if you start lying,
I don't know, but I think you might have said garbage
a lot of times.
If they were playing a drinking game and they had a drink every time you said it, I think we would all be
But it's Friday. Let's loosen things
let's
up.
Let's loosen things up because we got a lot of good news to talk about.
Exactly. Oh, what's
do we? I don't know.
What's a good?
Do you start?
Well, the good news, I guess, for the Bucks is they aren't playing Philadelphia. I think that's good news. But Indiana's not easy either, and the Bucks are injured. They're old. Is there any reason to be optimistic about the Bucks going into this series?
If Giannis was healthy, I would think the whole playoffs would be okay. To be honest with you. They can't win. They can't win. They're not going to be able to beat anybody without Giannis.
Well, and the whole thing about it is, it's not just winning even one series. I mean, this is a marathon, and frankly, it's not just Giannis being injured. They're just generally long in the tooth, and these guys, I think, have the ability to step up at times.
I do,
but to do it round after round after round, that's a pretty steep hill for this group, especially when they're not 100%.
Well, we can't even get to the climb. Well, they won't even get to the climb.
I know.
Without Giannis, they're not going to even get
Indiana's
to the climb.
Indiana's be a handful.
Indiana, any of these teams in the actually the only buddy that lucked out, I mean, Butler getting hurt for Miami for Boston's sake, obviously just got a break, but none of these teams are bad. They're capable of beating the Bucks. I mean, the Bucks can lose to anybody, obviously, as they can see, especially without Giannis. I'm sorry, but they're not going to.
Well, we saw last year where he missed a couple of games in that series, and that was a difference against Miami. I mean, you know, ifs, ands, and buts, the saying. But, you know, that was a major factor, and that it ultimately led to Budenholzer getting fired. It ultimately led to Dame Lillard coming in. It ultimately led to.
Who was a finalist? He's a finalist for a job.
Oh, Budenholzer? Yeah, for the Nets job. I saw that.
Yeah.
I saw then another report that they're targeting another guy. And I'm not sure Brooklyn is really the place for Mike Budenholzer. I don't know. He doesn't seem like the Brooklyn kind of guy to me.
I feel like, he's in a good place right now where he is.
getting
paid to do nothing.
That's a good place to be.
That's a good job. But the Bucks I think by the time we talk next week, they're going to be done.
Well, they won't be done, but I don't. Oh, four games in a row, son.
No, Tuesday, Thursday.
maybe after three games, they'll just say, "Oh, Mickley says we're done. We're not going to bother going."
They'll be down 3-0, and they'll be going. They'll be down. Actually, they won't be down 3-1. They'll win one of these two games at home, even if they don't have Giannis.
One thing I saw as well, though, there's a job opening Detroit for a basketball operations head. And they had John Horst on the list. He's a Michigan guy, and apparently he actually worked in Detroit very early in his professional career.
You hate him anyways, though. You want them fired.
No, but
remember that conversation
we had? But the thing about it, that his name is even being mentioned, is saying that if the Bucks don't do something, there's going to be some change in Milwaukee, and I think it starts with him because he's made all these major decisions over recent years.
Yeah, he brought the championship back to...
Along with his coach who's gone...
He brought the championship back to.
He brought it back. Yeah,
when you have that on your resume, it's good to have.
Well, that's the same thing Budenholzer has on his resume. So we'll see and he's still looking for a job.
Correct. I just don't think he's looking that hard.
But you don't know that. That's all speculative.
I don't think he's looking hard.
I think that is completely unfair to say. That is.
No, I'm not.
What should he be doing to say that he's looking hard? Obviously, he must be looking pretty hard if he's a finalist for the Nets job.
No, it's just about being open. I mean, I'm not saying that he's supposed to go out there and pound his chest and say I should be hired. That's not what I'm saying.
Should he be at the window here saying, I'm looking.
I don't think that his life is going to change if he does not get another head job.
Final question about Budenholzer before we move forward. If you were hiring an NBA coach, would he be a guy that you would hire? Because I always get the sense that you're kind of in the middle when it comes to Budenholzer, that you don't think he's a bum, but you also don't think he's a top coach. Is that fair to say?
No, I never said that.
No, you haven't said that. I'm just taking what I'm saying. What in terms of our conversations over the last year, that you were not somebody that was, I think, as I would say, disappointed as I was when they canned him a year ago.
He's, to be honest with you, he's no different than Doc Rivers.
Another guy.
Well, no. I mean, a guy with a championship on his resume,
right?
But a lot of losses, too, on the resume.
Yeah.
In times. You know, he literally, if you look at it, it's probably the same guy. It's literally the same guy. I don't think it's that much
what
different.
What is the level? And that's an interesting question, you know, in the last couple moments of this segment. When you look at, because there's a lot, I mean, when I was growing up, Don Nelson was the coach of the Bucks, and his playoff record was a lot worse than Mike Budenholzer's or Doc Rivers. He had teams that won 60 games in a season. He won, I think, 7-8 division championships in a row, and he ran into the Celtics and the Sixers every year.
Every year.
Never got to the finals in his career. He's like the second leading winner in NBA history. What is a level? How many championships do you have to win to get beyond that? Well, he only won one championship, which is actually, I think, still pretty good.
Yeah, I never.
No, but the question is, what? Because there's that Phil Jackson level, I would say, that Pat Riley level.
But and where does it end?
That's hard.
It ends pretty quick.
That's the thing. I mean, it's like, it's hard to. It's like 95% of the guys are kind of like, I think probably the Budenholzer, Doc Rivers level. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, I mean, I mean,
there's not really anybody else out there that is, Popovich is still, but he's not in the playoffs right now. He's rebuilding. But other than that, there's really not another guy that's got that true legacy of.
I don't think they're bringing youth guys up, and those youth guys are not getting second chances.
I think that's a good
Griffin,
point.
He's not. I'm telling you this right now, I would be shocked if he's a head coach in the NBA ever again.
I think that's probably, yeah, I think you're right on that. Interesting. So the pick is Pacers.
Pacers in five.
Ooh, that would be finishing in Milwaukee, just like last year.
They're not going to, without Giannis.
That game five.
What do you think?
Give me the break.
Okay, you always ask, but I want to see your opinion.
We'll have my opinion after our information update right. Coming up next. Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Before I give my answer on whether the Bucks will beat the Indiana Pacers in the first round of the NBA playoffs, it is that time again, our second time here today, to give you a chance to win an overnight stay in a vacation villa studio at the Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. Also includes Chula Vista Resort water park passes for four and a $25 food voucher to be used at Kaminsky's Chop House, Kilbourne City Grill, or the Tavern Restaurant. So a really nice package. Again, it expires September 1st, so you have to use it sometime this summer or spring. And also the overnight stay is for Sunday through Thursday. So again, take a day off. Take the kids down. It's a beautiful resort. Get the water park passes. Get the food voucher. Enjoy a beautiful suite sometime between now and the end of August. And every Friday, starting today, going through, hey, already hear the phones ringing. They're ready to roll. But every Friday, between now and the end of May, we'll take a caller and give them that package. And what number should we take this time? I think we're going to take caller number five. Caller number five at, what's our number here again? I should know this by heart by now, but call up at 715-382-9297. 715-382-9297. We will take caller number five, and you will win an overnight stay at the Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. Water park passes for four and a $25. No, you cannot call. Paul Mickley, you got your phone up. You cannot call and win right now.
It's a good deal. I'd call.
I know you'll take the wife and the kids down there. I know you'd have a great time, but no, you're not going to do that.
Can't do it. I won't do it.
You're not going
to
do that. 715-382-9297. Caller number five will win. All right. I'm going to take the Bucks. The Bucks in seven. I think they're going to find a way. I don't think they're going to lose in the first round 2 years in a row. I don't know why. I think they'll survive enough early, get Giannis back, and find a way to win in seven games. I'm optimistic.
If you think that, the only reason I'm saying that is without Giannis, which they kind of weren't with him all of in that series last year because he got hurt, but that means then you would agree that Doc Rivers was a good hire. And I'm not saying
I'm not saying Doc Rivers is Doc Rivers. He's fine. I don't think he's going to lose the series. I don't think he's going to win the series. I think that these guys, these veteran guys, I think that are going to have enough to get by. I mean, your old man Pat Beverly is going to step up in a game or two,
sadly, that's one guy I feel like I can count on.
I know. And his walker's going to get out there, and he's going to.
I'm a little more worried about Damian Lillard making shots.
I know. Lillard and his little injury as well. So I hate picking because I always pick with my heart, you know, and it's like that's the way.
Well, so am I.
I'm not good at it. I would be the worst. I would be a terrible sports gambler. I've tried it a little bit in my lifetime, and I'm never any good at it, so I don't do it anymore. So I play poker. So, so bucks
that is
and
gambling.
Seven.
Yeah, yeah.
Bucks and seven. I want control.
That's why you want control. You do.
Because otherwise, if I was out there shooting, then I would pick bucks and four. It would be if I was on the bucks. But no, bucks.
And we have picked a lot of stuff before, and I don't know too many times. That
I know.
You
I
beat
usually
me.
And I usually lose because I always go with my heart. So that's the way it is. How about the Brewers? Boy, your guy. I fell for Wade the other night, hit in the knee like that.
I think that threw him off.
I think it certainly did throw him off.
He did sell down at the end of that.
But getting knocked down like that. But generally, it was, you know, they lost three in a row, and then they. I hate bullpen games, but it worked for the Brewers.
It seems so early to start doing this.
I know,
this.
It doesn't. You've been talking about that. They're going to wear down this pitching staff, and that's an early sign, isn't it?
I just feel that it's going to be a long summer. I still believe that. I still believe that. I don't know how you can go at this. If they can go and be above 500 with this pitching staff and how it's structured, it will literally change how baseball is played.
And I don't think in a good way. I would be scared because I'm a traditionalist in so many ways when it comes to sports. And I missed where you had a guy that was able to work through a jam in the sixth inning or the seventh inning. Nowadays, if you get to the sixth, the first time anyone blows on you the wrong way, it's off to the bullpen. And
the Brewers guys can't give you to the sixth inning.
No, yeah. I mean,
you should be saying fourth or fifth.
I got a prediction that sometime in the very near future, they're going to change that rule that says you have to go five innings as a starter to get a win. They're going to change it to say whoever is the most effective pitcher. Because now, as we get further and further, guys getting through five innings is becoming a major.
Come on, they have to have rules on it. Otherwise, this is literally make-believe.
I think they're going to
do that. The best pitcher gets the win?
No, the one that was the most effective.
What does that mean?
But it's a judgment call, the official score.
So make-believe.
Absolutely. But I bet you, I think in the next 5 years that's going to happen. Hopefully I'll still be around to see it. But I think that's something that's going to happen. But the crew, now, this weekend I find to be interesting because St. Louis is a little better. They're better than they were last year. And this division is just sort of.
At the start of the week, they all were above 500 or above.
It was good, but not great. It was a lot of good teams to start.
Yes.
I don't think it's going to stay that way. But usually it's like they're all kind of together, but a little bit lower.
Correct.
But I think this weekend is going to be kind of interesting because I don't have a good feeling about this weekend. I think the Brewers are, I think they kind of, like you said, kind of that three-game losing streak. Oh, that's kind of where they are a little bit in this series going into St. Louis, which has always been tough. You have this feeling, man. Hopefully they. I would not be overly disappointed if they just get one of the three. Well, they don't get swept.
One out of three. That's what they. If they actually want to get over 500, they got to eliminate the long losing streaks and go 1-3 on that. You know, at worst on all these things, not get swept, not get into a two series in a row, they get swept, those kinds of things. And the reality of it is Freddie Peralta has been pitching like a number one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yes, is he going to always be, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I know.
So that's going on. Yelly started off amazing.
Oh.
Honestly, and I think I've said this to you before, I think we should trade him every time he gets a hit. But now guess what?
Now he's back with that back injury.
Now he's back with the back injury.
And
so
that
now
back
we lost
injury,
it.
And then back injuries are just...
They don't go away.
And that scares you because so much of power. You can't have a bad back and be a power hitter. You know, that's...
Correct, because he had... The reason we were successful was because he was hitting that. He was
I know.
Hitting that ball.
He is, his power came back.
Yes, and now it's going to be gone.
Doesn't remind you of Braun, where all his issues were the same kind of
yep.
thing, and he lost a lot of his power because of that.
And yeah. and he instead of a superstar, he was an average guy.
Did we get a winner, Ian?
Yes, we did.
Who was our winner?
Yes, we did. We got a Scott a Christian from Merrill.
Scott Christian.
Congratulations, Scott.
Do you know Scott Christian?
No.
Oh, okay. You have this look on your face. Congratulations, Scott. And again, two winners today. And again, every Friday, make sure you tune in for your chance to win this terrific prize package from the Chula Vista Resort and Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
So can I call in the first hour? Would that be all right? What's the rules on that?
That's a good question because, I mean, we don't pay you anything to do this.
So yeah.
You're not really an
no.
employee of this.
I'm going to call.
I know that we can be because we work here.
Yeah, you get a
yeah,
paycheck.
I don't work here.
You don't get a paycheck. So, man, I mean, that's.
What about Sully? If Sully pays me, what is he, that doesn't count.
There you go.
Because no, Sully does.
Well, we're going to have to go delving into the rules. There. okay. But let's turn to. Badger basketball because again I know that you've said that I think you got this feel hey this is the lay of the land right now and this is going to happen and now Storr go can you imagine what he got at Kansas
college athletics is become
I know
unbearable
you know the thing about it I was thinking about this is the ultimate free agency that these guys will
it's
probably
worse than major
but,
leagues,
but
yep.
the thing is these guys are probably going to stay longer in college because they have ultimate free agency as opposed to going to the pros where you don't get free agency for X number of years.
Well, in some cases, too, Decker had a good point yesterday, and he said, ironically, is they're going to get paid more in college than when they go overseas.
Yes, ball by far.
So these guys are going to actually want to stay in college.
And one of the I don't know if you read when John Calipari took the job at Arkansas, one of the big things that part of the deal was he was going to have basically this big bucket of money to
go get
players.
Guys.
I mean, there has to be something. Because right now there's really no rules, are there? I mean, it just really is kind of – and rules sometimes can be good things.
A little bit. I mean,
I know.
I mean
– And the thing that really is bothersome is I can understand – the free transfer. But then when you get to 2 and 3, I mean, that literally you could have...
Storr has not gone to the same schools in high school for 7 years.
I mean,
7 years.
That's crazy, isn't it?
7 years.
I mean, that's... You talk about a vagabond. That's a vagabond. I mean, it's just... and where's the loyalty at all? I know loyalty is probably very low on the totem pole when it comes to these decisions, but at a certain point, it feels like... I mean... You know, Storr, I almost, in a sense, like you said, with his history, the Chucky Hepburn thing kind of.
No, they said that he has.
I know he's got a major offer, but the thing is, I imagine Wisconsin would have had something for him.
The only thing is, then it goes to, are you going to pay a guy that's average that much money?
I know. It's like.
On your team?
Exactly. It's sort of like the pros where you have to make these decisions on your resources.
Yes.
I mean, because I'm sure that Wisconsin has. It's not an official salary cap, but it's basically how much is in the pot for our team. And I mean, Chucky Hepburn, he's solid, but you know, they still lost in the first round of the NCAAs.
I mean, how can you do that? I mean, that's how they have to look at it. And what has totally gone away and it's lost is after the Illinois game, when they were talking about that loss and they had Howard Moore come back and he sat there and talked and he had a Badger tattoo. I wonder how much money it's going to take to get that off his body. That he's got a Badger tattoo on there and saying he's a Badger mm-hmm. guy for life and it's a great to be a Badger, it's an honor to be a Badger. That's all a lie. And again, I don't blame him for doing what he's doing because you have to take care of, now in this lifetime, people just take care of themselves. It's totally understand.
And again, you know, it's so easy for anyone else to not have that number right in front of you where it's probably...
No, I have no problem with that.
No, but I mean, I'm just saying that it's easy to, you know, to criticize. But we're talking kind of the big picture of what it is. And
how can you cheer for that? My point being how can you actually, when a guy comes and says, I'm ready to be a Badger,
that? You know what I'll say? That for, I think in a lot of ways, for you and for many other fans, you're not cheering for the players anyways. You're cheering for the laundry. And maybe it's good that you're cheering for the laundry. But, in the big picture, you can maybe try to ignore this and just say, oh, whoever's playing for the Badgers, we're going to root for them.
I'll be honest, in football, it's a little different than basketball, I feel, for myself.
Okay.
Okay, because there is a lot of turnover in there. So I don't, anyways, and there's so many guys that I don't know personally. But basketball, yeah. I'm going to say for some fans, I'm not going to even say what percentage, but myself, I like Brad Davison. I like those guys. I always did.
Well, he was the guy that stayed forever.
Yeah. He would be loving this.
And I don't mean, I mean literally forever. Forever,
yes. But my point being is that I did cheer.
No, you're right.
For you got attached to some guys.
But there's an example. There's this really good women's basketball player that played for, some SEC school, then went to LSU, and then that was transferred to Iowa in 3 years in a row. And it's like, holy cow. I mean, this is not a case where she's being buried on the bench. She's playing all the time. And, it's like, what's going on?
Money.
Yeah, I guess,
Money.
But I would think, I don't know. I mean, it's just, on that happy note.
That's what I was saying, bad news. That was bad news, obviously.
That was bad news. Well, enjoy the weekend. Glad to have you back. It's been a while.
It's been a while. Good to be back, and enjoy your weekend.
And we'll see if the Bucks are down 3-0 when you come back next week.
2-1, I said.
Oh, 2-1. Okay.
And don't fly away today, this afternoon, all right?
I will not fly away. Paul Mickling joins us on Fridays. Coming back will be our daily history lesson. We'll see if Ian can pull one out here to wrap up the week. That's coming up next here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back. Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXEO and on the Civic Media app. It is Friday. It is the 19th day of April of 2024. That means it is day number 110 of this year. There are 256 days remaining in this year. And it's time to take a look at some of the famous events that occurred on this date in history. Going way back to 1987, The Simpsons made their television debut in the short Good Night, a segment for the Tracy Ullman Show. On this date in 1989, a gun turret exploded on the USS Iowa, killing 47 sailors. On this date in 1993, the 51-day siege of the Branch Davidian building outside Waco, Texas ended when a fire broke out. 81 people died. On this date in 1995, tragic day in this country's history, and I remember this one, and I remember the Waco siege ending as well. And one reason what happened 2 years later was that Waco siege. But on this date in 1995, Oklahoma City bombing. The Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City was bombed, killing 168 people. Timothy McVeigh was ultimately executed for his role in the bombing. On this date in 2005, Pope Benedict XVI, Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger became the 265th Pope. On this date in 2013, suspects in the Boston Marathon bombings were identified as Zokhdar Tarsunov, age 19, and his 28-year-old brother, Tamerlan Tarsunov. On this date in 2021, NASA successfully flew its drone helicopter Ingenuity on Mars, the first powered aircraft to fly on another world. Some famous folks who are celebrating their birthday today. Actor Tim Curry from the Rocky Horror Picture Show and Clue is 78. Ashley Judd of Double Jeopardy and She Said, among many movies, 56. Actor James Franco is 46. Reality star Joanna Gaines is also 46 years old. Actor Kate Hudson of Glass Onion and How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days is 45. Actor Hayden Christensen of Star Wars is 43. Ali Wong of Birds of Prey and American Housewife is 42. Former tennis star Maria Sharapova turning 37 years old today. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230.
And tomorrow will be my birthday.
Oh!
Yep.
Big 3-0?
Yep, I'm turning a 30.
Well, well, well. Truly ending one era in your life and beginning another.
That's right.
Happy birthday tomorrow.
Thank you, Chad.
Some special events being celebrated. It is Bicycle Day. It is Humorous Day. It is Hanging Out Day. It is Chicken Parmesan Day. Oh, it is Garlic Day. It is Stress Awareness Day. It is Oklahoma City Bombing Commemoration Day. All right. It is that time.
Yes.
You got to do it. I mean, doggone it. You did it last week on Friday.
Yes.
You got to do it again here on Friday.
All right.
Ian is 0 for 4 this week.
Yes.
You're 1 for your last 9 the last 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
That is 11%. You should be getting 33%. So the odds say it's time for a turnaround.
Yes.
All right. Our number for the day is the percentage of Americans who attend religious services weekly, according to geodata from smartphones. I will give you a hint because the number that it is currently is significantly lower than the 22% who claim they attend weekly. So 22% of Americans do claim that they go to religious services weekly. But the true number based on
is less than that.
Geodata from smartphones is significantly less than that.
Significantly less. Okay.
So I will give you the choices. A, 5%. B, 10%. C, 15%.
Okay, I have a good feeling about this one. I got a good feeling about this. I'm going with A. I'm going to say 5%.
The correct answer, the percentage of Americans who attend religious services weekly, according to geodata from smartphones, is 5%.
Yes!
I thought you were going to go with 10% for some reason. But
you said significantly lower.
Yeah, you were listening.
I knew it wasn't going to be the 15% because that is way too close to 22%.
So Friday is your day. You get it right on Fridays.
Good way to start the birthday weekend.
I tell you. We got to get you going on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Oh,
next week.
I got to make sure I bring my A game next
week. There you
week.
Go. Well, number one, enjoy your birthday tomorrow. Really do that. I appreciate everything you do here. And
I will.
Hopefully number 30 will be a terrific one. Also, thanks to our guests today, Mike Clemens and Paul Micklick. And again, thanks for those of you who called in to try to win our Chula Vista Resort gift certificate package. And don't forget, we'll do it again next week. We'll do it every Friday for the rest of April and then throughout May. So your chance to win really a great package, an overnight stay in a vacation villa studio, water park passes for four, and a $25 food voucher as well. So Yeah, two winners today. Who knows? Maybe we'll do two again next week. I have to wait and see. I have to count on the number of these certificates I have. But great for those folks who called in, and make sure you tune in again Monday. We'll be back from 8 till 10. Don't forget the Wausau Business Show tomorrow from 8 till 9 as well. Stick around. Coming up next, it's Matinair on Air. And don't forget as well, high school softball later today, Newman Catholic against Phillips. 4:35 pregame, 4:45 for the first pitch, right here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Ian, talk to you Monday.
Talk Talk to you Monday, Chad. Have a good weekend, everybody.
I'm Chad Holmes, and this has been the Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.